I am here with Mianya's Goodwind, and it is June 20th. Hello, and thank you for being a part of this.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you?
I'm good. So, to start off, my first question is, where are you from originally, and how did you end up at the College of Worcester?
I am from Shaker Heights, Ohio, and how did I end up at the College of Worcester? It's actually funny, because I wanted to go to a big school like Kent, OU, O State, and I got accepted to all of those, but my high school guidance counselor told me to try out one more school as far as visiting and seeing how their academic programs were, and it ended up being the College of Worcester. And after visiting so many big schools, I was kind of overwhelmed, so I ended up going to the College of Worcester, and I loved it, and I guess it went from there. Went there, and it was so funny because she was like, oh, you're not going to like the big schools. You're going to love the College of Worcester and everything. And I like told her, I said, if you're wrong, you're buying me all my school supplies. And so she ended up being so right, and I was so embarrassed, but I'm glad I went there. So yeah, that's how I ended up at the College of Worcester.
Awesome. Yeah. So my next question is, what made you interested in the wigs discipline, and did you know you wanted to be in the wigs program when you came to Worcester?
So originally I wanted to be a psychology major, believe it or not, and something fell through with like all the psych courses they were filled during orientation, and so the people who help you register for classes? Archer, yes, my archer ended up putting me in an intro to wigs course with it was a visiting professor named Dr. Dar at the time, and she was really, really great. Like, she helped me develop all of like my feminist perspectives, and she really got me into women's studies and all the things that help us as women and things that actually don't sometimes too. And yeah, that's how I like really fell in love with, just from that intro class. And then ever since then, I had taken like 2 or 3 wigs courses every semester. And I decided to major my sophomore year into wigs. So yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, it seems that a lot of people I'm talking to, they sort of just like fell into wigs.
Yeah, it was not planned at all. Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't even know what like wigs was. So when I had like took the intro course, I was like, okay, so are we just going to be studying about women all day long? Like, I was just so, like, unaware of what was going on in the class. But then I, like, fell in love with it.
Yeah. All right. So, the next question are, what are some of your favorite classes that you've taken in the wigs discipline? And what were the most valuable things you learned from those classes?
Ooh, I love the media, gender, and race course I took. That was cross-listed with Dr. Atai's communications class. I love that class. Blackness and sexuality. I love women in music. That was like definitely a favorite because I love music. So integrating those two subjects together was like so dope. What else do I love? I love Krista Craven's class, feminist and pedagogy class. You take that like junior year. I really like that. What else? I guess I like IS, you know, I got free reign, so not really. It was like not a course, but it was like one of those things where you got to be the director of your work, and we don't have a lot of free range when we do things sometimes in like our academic classes. So I guess that had to be one of my favorite classes too, if you count it.
Yeah. So talking about your IS, what was your IS on, and how did you take what you learned from your WIGS classes into your IS?
Yes. Okay, so I interviewed 6 Black identifying women at our college, and I wanted to get their perception of beauty standards and body ideals and how that affects them and how that affects how they perceive others. And by doing so, I had to a historical context as well. So I had looked up like things about the Sapphire, the Mammy, the Jezebel, and how those stereotypical images are still in our media today, just in different forms and more like modern day forms, and seeing how those images affect us as well. Because when you look at certain shows like Scandal, you see Kerry Washington as the Jezebel, but a lot of people like bypass that image of her because of her relationship with, you know, the president. You know, like they're so focused on her relationship with the president that they forget whatever else she is capable of doing. And like I did a media analysis of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which is where the media race and gender class came into with Dr. Atai, because he introduced me to all of those stereotypical images and representations of Black women. And so I really just let the voices of, you know, my participants speak for themselves. And I did like the theoretical context with Audre Lorde, Alice Walker, Bell Hooks, and just really giving like Black women voices a chance to be heard and like everything just about them. So that was my IS.
Yeah, that's a very important topic, I think, especially at the WIGS discipline at Worcester too, because I think, we have a little ways to go with diversifying what we're learning.
Yes, we do. It was a good way of like integrating like my WIGS perspective and my Africana's perspective, because I'm Africana minor as well. So I was really trying to find how do I combine these two, you know, majors together and make it cohesive and flow, and that I could like take both of my studies from each, you know, major into one IS.
Mm-hmm. So my next question is, how would you describe the state of the program of WIGS while you were a student at Worcester? And I ask this so we can sort of see if there's been change with students from the beginning to now, and like what problems are still there, or what good things are still there.
So I definitely feel like the lack of staff members of color and just staff in general, like WIGS is a very small department, like, and we don't even say department, we say program, you know. So it just shows that we need more people who are willing to like join on board with the WIGS program and like help our students, because by being so small, we only have maybe one or two people that our students can go to that actually are knowledgeable of the material and of the courses that we need to take, and just making sure that we have direction in that program. Because a lot of things can get very lost or, you know, confused, you know, with everything that goes on. And I think just, of course, more diverse faculty, that's with any program at Worcester, honestly. Yeah. So that's nothing new. Mm-hmm. I will also say, just keeping it innovative, like our courses, I really feel like Women in Music was such a dope course. I had never taken a course like that, like, since then. So I thought it was, like, really cool to, like, see that course happen. And just like making sure like we keep the courses interesting for our students. So I think that could be a thing to work on, is like just having those different topics addressed in the classroom.
Yeah, I think what's really, I found hard and what I've heard being voiced by others too, is the fact that because there's such little amount of staff and we have so many visiting professors who bring in like these really cool topics and what they're experts in, and then if you want to do something with that for your IS and then they're gone, then yeah, you have to work with like Krista, and then all the other WIGS faculty are there in other disciplines as well.
Yeah, there's no like stability, like, you know, there's no consistency with the number of staff members or the people that stay, they leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would definitely try to get somebody tenure track.
Yeah.
Resolve that issue? Do we have
So next year I believe we are having, so next year is 2019 school year, and we have another visiting faculty member coming in, and then we're hoping that the coming year we'll be able to have a tenure track professor hired, and yeah, I hope that brings some more stability to the program too.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm curious to see what will happen with that. I think, unfortunately, it's not something I'll ever be able to see happen because I'm gone next year. All right. So my next question is, did you face any challenges being a student in the WIGS discipline, or did you ever feel any stigma towards you for being in this like program or studying these things?
Yeah, so I was the only WIGS major Africana minor this year, and which it didn't shock me, but just the lack of, you know, people of color in the program always, like, makes me wonder, okay, like, cool. But then it's like, damn, I see all these other majors. Mm-hmm. And always sometimes, like, in the beginning, because I came in so, I guess you could say, dumb about, like, wig stuff, you know, like, because that wasn't, like, a liberal thing to have in classes or in schools. And so I think as I developed, what I found myself, like, shying back, because I would be, like, one of maybe two or three Black people in a class, and I didn't know how to voice sometimes what I was feeling or how I wanted to react to certain images or certain theories, because, again, we didn't have a lot of, like, Black theorists or, you know, Black writers that we would focus on. It was mainly dominated by, like, white voices. And so just finding how to speak up in those spaces, and let alone in my own, like, writing, like, my IS has to be the most proudest moment of my life, because it was, like, strictly what I wanted. You know, as a Black queer woman, this is me. And so I think that was, like, hard for me to find myself in wigs courses or in the wigs discipline, because I never saw anybody like me. And I knew there were people, like, who were maybe people of color or Black in the wigs discipline, but I may not have had them or, like, seen them as often, or they were a wigs minor and not a wigs major, so we would be, like, in different courses or phases. Mm-hmm. And so I think just finding myself in the process as well as the curriculum itself was, like, one of my challenging things. But I think I did okay. You know, I graduated. No.
You graduated. You're a great TA, and you did an amazing IA. My next question is, what were some of your favorite things about the wigs program at Worcester in terms of what you learned, or, like, academically, but also in life as well?
Yeah, I loved my one-on-one talks with Krista Craven. Like, even though she wasn't my IS advisor this year, I, like, still talk to her. And, like, throughout the year, she has really guided me as far as, like, stepping outside of my comfort zone and speaking up. Like I said, I was very shy and nervous to always voice my opinion. And just having those one-on-one conversations with her really helped me develop as a scholar and as a person, as a woman, you know? But I also liked our little, like, meetup sessions, because I know my freshman year, Ashley Chavez, she had us do, like, a wigs formal, and I really enjoyed that. That's really how I got connected to a lot of, like, wigs majors and minors during my freshman year, which propelled me my sophomore year to, like, major in it. So that was, like, one thing I loved. Like, I love when we could have all of the wigs seniors or juniors meet up. Like, moments with other wigs people really made my day. So I would, like, definitely push to have more events like that with each other, because the camaraderie y'all built would definitely help y'all, like, during y'all tough moments and tough times.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say just being with the Wiggs family helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish we will do more of that in the future, too, I think.
Because yeah.
We are such a small program, too, and, like, everyone's in all the same classes together.
Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll always run into them. You can always, like, talk and just be like, oh, my God, can you believe our advisor? Yeah, I can't believe it. You know, like, yeah. Just moments to, like, debrief and, like, mm-hmm. talk about whatever. It helps so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another question I have is, what do you hope to see? I mean, you talked about this a little bit, but how do you see the Wigs program becoming even stronger for in future generations and future years? What do you hope to see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, again, like, creating more stability within our staff members, like, making sure we have a consistent group of people who love what they are doing. A familiar face helps develop, like, trustworthy relationships. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think just having that, and keep up with, like, innovative courses, keep them interesting, because so much is going on in our society. Mm-hmm. Everything's changing, like, left and right. So we need to, like, keep up with the times and make sure that all voices are represented in our courses and our staff, you know, in our IS, like, whatever it is, because that can really, like, make a difference in our program, you know, because we're already small and different. So, like, why not keep it the same? Like, let's make sure that we keep it growing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so too, because I think Wigs is also growing. So
Yeah.
We're like, growing the.
We started all.
My Worcester has to keep growing too. So.
Yeah.
We'll see. This next question is, I know you just graduated and like, but this next question I guess is a more like hypothetical instance is, how have you used what you learned from the Wigs discipline in life after Worcester?
Oh, that's actually a good question. Well, I'll be a special education teacher for Teach for America. And what's funny is that right now I'm teaching ELA, English Language Arts. And so we're doing Audre Lorde tomorrow. So, and Audre Lorde was, of course, one of my theories that I use in my IS. So I've already like incorporated some things of like Black feminist writers in our, you know, courses and our lessons, because again, like diversifying what we're teaching our young students is important because representation matters, you know? Mm-hmm. So maybe a lot of my students don't know who Audre Lorde is yet, but after tomorrow they will. They'll have at least a glimpse of her and, you know, like a piece of her tomorrow. So like that's one way I plan on, you know, incorporating my Wigs discipline into life after. And just like keep writing. I definitely want to write more, I guess we could say mini ISs, if you will. And just like exploring those women of color, you know, that have changed our world and that are evolving our world now. So that's how I plan on it.
Yeah, that's great. A last question I have that just popped into my head is, many people I've been talking to have been saying how Wigs is sort of connected with their activism. Do you have any experience with that, or has Worcester's Wigs program sort of inspired your activism at all? So, like, because you were saying, as a woman of color, a queer woman of color, has that inspired anything for you with Wigs at all?
Yes. So I'm always active. I'm always protesting something. So it's just funny because recently they had like a pride festival down here. It was very small and intimate in Atlanta. And it's just something that they just threw randomly that I saw on Facebook and I went to. And it was just so nice to like advocate and be in that space of people who are like me or who believe in the same values as me. And just like the other day we had a protest at TFA because we wanted to celebrate Juneteenth, you know, which is, you know, the celebration of freeing of all slaves, you know, of Black people. And just having those moments, you know, because like I'm aware of Juneteenth because of the things I've studied in Africana and, you know, the things I've learned in Wigs, you know, I'm proud to be a queer woman of color and know all these other different identities as well. So I think me just being an ally or being a part of the movement is like what I'm always going to be. So like an activist, you know, like a womanist, as I may call myself, is something I take full pride in. So whatever the cause is, you will see me there.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I think Wigs has definitely made me feel like I can go out and like protest things or advocate for things, because while we may not be learning exactly what each of those things are, I feel like it educates me to listen to other people and to understand stories, but also understand the basis for a bunch of the things we go and advocate for.
And it's nice to be a part of a community that shares those similar values that you have, you know, because it's very rare that you find people who you connect with.
Yeah.
A deeper intellectual level, as well as like activism and, you know, like feminist values and things like that. So I definitely agree. And Wigs allow you to do that because you learn so many ways of, you know, working with people and collaborating with people and like joining movements with other people outside of your bubble, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So those are all the questions I have, but I wanted to ask you, do you have anything else you want to say about Wigs at Worcester, or any questions you want to ask me about the project?
Oh yeah, okay, so when will it be up? I want to keep an eye out.
I think what Krista Craven is hoping we are going to do is also have feminist pedagogy work on this as well, and sort of like to make it even bigger, and I think that the celebration for the 40th anniversary, this will sort of be like officially unveiled. But right now it's like a working our archive, but yeah. I think that's the plan. And then after this 40th anniversary, we're hoping what the work we do is sort of going to inspire people to start looking at WIGS programs, not just at Worcester, but sort of throughout the country, and create more documentation for this area of study since it is so new.
Yeah. Oh, that's so dope. I love that.